Hi, you're listening to A Side Quest, a video games podcast for people too busy to play video games. I'm Dave Rupert, and with me is...
Jan Huang.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to our podcast. It's been a week. Can we just start off? It's been a week for me. I feel guilty because I feel like we're not really, I'm not bringing much to the table for our video games podcast. And I can explain if you'd let me just jump into my stand up.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right. So this week I ended up with a few blockers. Would you like to know my blockers?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so my mother-in-law was in town, which is no big deal, other than, like, it's a little weird to be like, oh, okay, mother-in-law, I'm just going to play Nintendo, like, not talk to you, or, like, not do something adult, I'm just going to play Nintendo. You know, I felt a little weird about that. Another thing is my son, Otis, he's 4 years old. He has started stealing and demanding my Nintendo to play Mario. He just wants to, like, go into Super Mario Odyssey and walk around and jump on things and lose all my coins. That's fine. But he's actually, it's kind of weird, Jan. We should maybe talk about this. He's getting, like, addicted, like literal addiction. He, like, asks for it, like, 10 times a day. And, like, he gets really mad if you say, like, no, you can't or whatever. As a father, I'm really happy to have this leverage against my my always negotiating child. But it's kind of wild to have, like, a toddler, basically, like, you see, like, the signs of addiction, you know, just to a video game.
Yeah, I think I was around 5 or 6 years old whenever I started playing Super Mario Brothers, so... And I remember I had another brother and he just wouldn't let me touch the Nintendo, but I just had to like, you know, hope to squeeze in time when he's at football practice or something. But, how do you limit, like, how do you tell him no? Like you can't play Mario.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying no, I think I will if he's, like, had a behavior issue, you know, like tantrum or, you know, kind of not being nice about it, you know. He has to say please, things like that. But, you know, in some ways, I do want him to learn, like, run around. I want him to, like, figure out, like, 3D spaces and stuff like that, you know. I think that's cool for a kid to know, you know. And there's, like, motor coordination of, like, jumping and hitting and throwing things. But it is, like legit scary that they get kind of, like, wrapped into it even at such a young age where he can't do anything other than jump, you know, and throw the hat a little bit. But he's, like, slowly figuring it out. He figured out the, like, you know, the little electric warp things. Like, I taught him how to do that, and he's, like, so pleased with himself. He's just like, yeah, I do that now. And so it's cool, but it's also, like, shocking. It's all happening, so...
It's all, and not only that, but he's, you know, like, he's taking away your Switch time probably during.
Yeah, he's occupying the Switch, the golden child, the golden device. But no, and then it's okay. But another thing, like, issue, we started looking for a house, and that's, like, maybe, like, way too personal or whatever for a podcast, but, like, that occupies a lot of time. If you, like, even start playing the real estate game, you know, you spend your nights, like, thumbing through one of the real estate apps, or you, like, you know, you're like kind of get together with your partner or whoever, your friends, and, like, really hash out, like, what you're looking for in a place. You know, it takes a lot of introspection, you know, so that's been occupying my time. I did play a little bit of Celeste, but, like, we're talking, like, tens of minutes. I think I'm at the end. Like, I think I'm really close to the end, and then I'll hit, like, a cutscene, and it's, like, not the end cutscene. And then I'm like, okay, it keeps going. All right, which is fine because it's a great game. But I kind of I think I said it last week, but I played until, like, my fingers hurt, and my fingers still kind of hurt. I think the weather's kind of cold here in Austin, so, like, my fingers are all dry, you know. But it's such a mechanical game, you know. And as much as I love the Switch, and it is the most superior of all platforms, it is the controls when they're like locked in are pretty uncomfortable. So it's kind of a little tough to get it kind of exactly where you want it, but it's good. And I still like the game. I think, I'm going to keep playing the game. And if I finish it, I think there's a bunch of these B sides, which is kind of like the, like, alternate levels, or, you know, kind of like these extra levels, bonus levels, and you can like go through and clear out the game. I don't know if I'm going to do all those, because I really want to kind of get into Night in the Woods, and I know Kentucky Route Zero is around the corner, so I'm kind of looking forward to those, just because I kind of want to get into some more like story focused games. And that's actually the Celeste. I'm kind of towards the end of it here. Like, a lot more of the story is coming out. Like, there is a story, and you know it's kind of going to build to something, but it's just kind of weird, like, almost like anime sort of levels of, like continuous, you know? But it's really starting to, like, kind of wrap me in a little more emotionally, so I like it. I like it. It's good, so I'm going to keep playing that, but I don't know if I'm going to kind of try to 100 it, you know? Maybe that's something I'll go back and do later, but a lot of my time, Jan, has been spent reading and acquiring and reading historical graphic novels. Not just graphic novels, but like graphic novels about historical people or events or something of that nature. And I that's like what I've been doing. And it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's a disservice because we call this a video games podcast, but it is like another form of nerdery. So I don't know if it counts. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Am I cheating our listeners, or is it in our wheelhouse?
I think it's in our wheelhouse because this is like basically when we're playing games, we're playing it for the story, right? I mean, and I don't know. I think it's really related somehow. But you know, like I have a difficult time trying to squeeze in like any kind of reading, whether it's whether it's like a graphic novel or even a book. Like I'm a lot of my friends, they read books and they're doing 52 books in 52 week challenges, and I'm like, man, I can barely finish a chapter in 5 weeks.
No, it takes me like a month to read a book. like a words book.
Words books would, like, if I have any difficulty falling asleep, I'm gonna read a book. But I think the majority of my day is looking up, like, you know, like just reading up on frameworks and stuff and best practices. And then by the time I'm done with work, I'm like, I don't know if I want to read anymore. So I just, that's, yeah, at that point, that's where I jump in and like go like, all right, this, my hobby, the reason why I work so hard is to play video games. But I mean, just out of curiosity, which books are you reading right now?
Oh, let me send you my list. Ka-ching. I put up a thing on my website, daveruper.com/bookshelf. And it's like every book I've read or like attempted to read. But I'm kind of just keeping a list mostly for myself, you know. I just was kind of like, what am I reading and when and how much and how often, you know? But so I started off the year kind of over Christmas, or maybe even a little bit before that, I read March by Representative John Lewis, about the like Selma March. That was incredible. And then my coworker Reagan was also like, oh, you got to check this one called Tetris, and it's basically the story of Tetris, like the how Tetris came to America and got licensed by Nintendo for the Game Boy. It's this is very on topic for the podcast. But it's amazing, man. And I'm gonna let you borrow it. I loaned it to our friend Julian, but I'm gonna let you borrow it after that. It's like the perfect culmination of like Soviet Russia, like industrial Japan, and like capitalist US, like they all come together around this video game. And it basically, you know, like changes kind of gaming, you know, portable gaming specifically, you know? And it's just kind of like, you know, the guy who made Tetris, like, just, I don't want to spoil it, but he just kind of was like an academic, and so he's like, sure, you can have my game. You know, that's like how you shared games, you know? And then, like, mm-hmm. you know, then Americans come in and they're like, we want to buy the rights to it. And they're like, sure. Like, I don't know. And, like, just, I don't even speak English. And so, like, it just it's interesting. It's almost like a movie, like a Matt Damon would be in it, you know? Or like, you know, like one of those kind of like, what was that one? Not the Wolf of Wall Street, but the other one about the Wall Street crash. The I'm blanking, but it's almost like one of these movies, like I don't know, just kind of like smash cut, really hyper stitched together, but kind of dramatic, courtroomy, kind of procedural, sort of thing. But anyway, it's a good book, and I think in the graphic novel format, it's the perfect one. I also read this graphic novel called Trinity. It's the history of the atomic bomb. You know, we got to worry about atomic bombs nowadays. So I'm kind of getting interested in that. And that's actually led into a few other ones. I read Barefoot Gen this week, which is about, it turns out it's an autobiographical account of a nuclear bomb attack on Hiroshima. Holy cuss words. It is just, I mean, it's just incredible. Like, and the like cartoons, the pictures are actually pretty crude and like pretty, like, it's not the most beautiful like comic book you're ever going to read, but like that just kind of makes the subject matter so raw, you know, like, oh, it's cool. And then I've been reading, or I read another book called The Silence of Our Friends, which is about civil rights, but it's about like where March was kind of the whole civil rights movement. The Silence of Our Friends was kind of zooms in on this one event and these two families in Houston, Texas, which is like our backyard. So it's like very close to home since I grew up like just outside of Houston. And so that was a really good book, especially like it was like a good chaser to the whole March saga. And then I've been starting reading Osamu Tezuka. He's the artist or creator of Astro Boy, but he like later in his life like did a whole series on Buddha, like a 9-volume set or something like that, 8-volume set, in each comic's like 400 pages or something like that. But it's basically the whole life of Buddha, like you know, in all the kind of like sort of fairy tale like legends that kind of go around it. So it's kind of a long haul there, but it's always been one of those things I wanted to read, you know, so I'm kind of happy to be reading it. I read a little bit of it in Japanese when I lived in Japan, but it was a little hard to read because religious texts are pretty difficult. So anyway, but yeah, it's interesting. So that's what I've been reading, man. And I'm just powering through it. I have another one called Showa, which is about the Showa Empire of Japan. And it's basically like pre-war, through the war, and then all the way like to the 90s of Japan. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm kind of just, I don't know. I'm getting a bunch of history. And it turns out like Japanese, you know, comics are way farther along in this whole historical graphic novel stuff than American comics. But it's good. And then I've gotten a bunch of recommendations, and my Amazon wish list is 100 miles long. So that's that.
So your game backlog and your graphic novel backlog is just, you can go around the earth a couple of times, right?
I know, man. What am I gonna do? I need to like hire somebody to do this stuff for me. I need to hire somebody to do my job, and then I do like then I do all the fun stuff. All
right. Well, before we go to my stand-up, what's an average time per novel?
You know, I can, if I power like through a Saturday, I can do it in like one day. I mean, like you're talking like, I don't know, 4 to 6 hours probably a reading. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Two nights. That
sounds all right. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on how fast you go. I kind of just power through just because I'm not like, I think if I was maybe more artistic, that's like, more, you know, if I was a doodler, I'd probably focus on the drawings a lot more. You know, I think I've met people who like open up comic books and they just like study every brush stroke or whatever. I'm not that. I'm like, cool, next, cool, next, word bold, next. So that's how I read. So,
yeah, same here.
Yeah. And then I'm reading another textbook, words book, called Dark Run. I think Tim Van Dam, Max Voltar on Twitter recommended this series, and it's very space cowboy, and I don't know how I feel, but it's almost like Firefly. Like I think it's kind of the vibe it's going for. It's like a Firefly in text. So
okay, you got me a Firefly.
Yeah, I know. It's like every time I like start fading, I'm like, am I really reading space cowboy stuff? I'm like, Firefly was space cowboy, and I was like, okay, that's okay, because it's pretty hokey. I mean, we play Overwatch. It's like, it feels like I'm reading a book about McCree, you know, or something like that. And I'm just like, oh boy, can I do this? And then I can. It's pretty good, all said and done. So. Anyhow, how was your week, Jan? What games did you play, and what are you gonna play, and do you have any blockers?
Well, I'm still currently battling it out in Breath of the Wild, but I'm getting to a point where I can probably battle the main boss, and I'm already reading about like, once I beat this game, should I pick up the DLC? And I don't know. I know that you have. You beat the game, but did you ever consider picking up the DLC for Breath of the Wild?
Well, everyone tells you like, oh, you gotta check out the DLC, but like my gut reaction is like, no. I spent like 9 months playing this game, 140 hours. It still like haunts me on the Switch, but like 140 hours. I played the game. I need a break before I like go into the other one. I bet if they're like, oh no, new Zelda's coming out, then I might be like, well, I'll catch up with the you know, DLC. I might do that at some point, but when you play a game so much, you just kind of want it to finish, and then DLC's like, nope, the game never ends. You'll never be finished.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I found myself stuck on a few shrines, and I'm just like, okay, I'm taking a break. I'm not quitting Zelda. I'm going to just take a little break. And I actually started playing SteamWorld Dig 2, which is
this game? I don't know anything about it.
Well, the short synopsis is it takes place in the Wild West. And
space cowboys.
Yeah, more space cowboys. But you play your the hero's name. Her name is Dot, short for Dorothy, and she's looking for somebody. And I think I only got like a few hours in over the weekend with it, but I'm loving it. I've been wanting to play this game since it was announced for the Switch, because of course the Switch is the independent portable machine. And everything about it that I heard and read has just been great. Like the graphics is pretty, the characters are charming. It plays like I feel like it's more like a Metroidvania style game where you're just doing a lot of platforming and you just upgrade as you go. But so far I haven't run into anything like that's that's blocking me. I feel like I'm just I can power through this game. This game actually feels beatable. So I'm gonna spend a few hours this week on SteamWorld Dig 2, and then I will probably return to Hyrule and see what happens there.
Hey, that sounds good, man. I haven't really heard anything about this game, so it seems pretty cool. Yeah.
I'll probably have some more details about it once I get a couple more hours in. And let's see. Blockers, you know what? I like you finding a house. I'm currently trying to make my home a little bit more homely, and I had it repainted last week, and now it's like I'm moving into my home again. I'm just throwing away a bunch of stuff and trying to reorganize. Discovering that I had stuff in the pantry that expired in 2008. Yeah, so that's been my weekend. Just trying to get back get things back in order. At the same time, you know, because we gush about the Switch, but one of the best things right now is that since the TV is not available, I can just, you know, sit on my lap or sit on the couch and just play on my phone. So at least I'm getting some game time that way. But other than that, I prefer playing, you know, Breath of the Wild on a big screen. And so that's, I think this is just a little, this break is actually good for me, so I don't get too burned out.
All right. Okay. So like the remodel kind of forced you off of Nintendo on the TV or like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So I'm going to resume both games this week and see where I go from there.
Awesome. No, that's cool. I want to hear more about how this Steam World ends up. So I'm curious. It seems like very almost, I don't know, just like kind of platformer-ish, you know. Mm-hmm. It seems similar to like what Celeste is doing, you know. So just
yeah, but it's not platformer. Like, it's not beating me up though. So
yeah, it's okay not Massacre. Okay. Yeah. Well, exactly. There's room for things that are not Massacre, I guess. So you know. All right. Well, cool. I think we'll wrap it up. We kind of had a full show here. Jeez Louise. All right. So we'll wrap this up and we'll have to, we'll pick up next week. Hopefully we played more games and moved on to other ones. All right. Thank you for listening. Dear listener, Starheart, favorite this up. That's how people find out about the show. We really appreciate it. If you want to sponsor the show, hit me up on Twitter and we'll give you a good price for the sponsor because we got this video game habit, you see, and these comic book habits. So appreciate you. You got anything else, Jan, you'd like to say?
No, we're good.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.